President Akufo-Addo has stated that the new Bank of Ghana head office, known as the Bank Square, will further emphasize the country's quest to achieve economic stability through its monetary policies. The 22-story building Bank Square near the Ridge Runabout comprises four components, namely the amenity pavilion, urban block, the podium, and the tower. Speaking at the commissioning, President Akufo-Addo said the edifice shows progress in the country's economic indicators.
Well, as we stand here today, we're not only celebrating the physical structure of this imposing complex, but also acknowledging the progress of our economy, which this edifice symbolizes. Recent data from the Bank of Ghana paints a picture of resilience and promise. Ghana's economy is on a recovery trajectory, with provisional GDP growth of 6.9% recorded in the second quarter of 2024.
President Akufo-Addo there. On his part, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, said the new Bank Square will play a pivotal role in streamlining the operations of the central bank and promote employee wellness, efficiency, and sustainability.
With a strategic plan to harmonize all these operational units at the headquarters under one roof, this new head office provides us with the opportunity to better streamline our operations, improve communication, reduce costs, and create the needed synergies for efficiency. The Bank Square was designed with the future in mind and stands as one of the most important modern civic landmarks in the city of Accra, and for that matter, our nation.
Dr. Ernest Addison is the governor of the Bank of Ghana. Local rice farmers say patronage of locally produced rice have picked up ahead of the U-tide. In an interview, Joy Business President of the Ghana Rice Interprofessional Body, Nana Ejaye II, appealed to the public to patronize locally produced rice over imported brands to boost the country's local production capacity.
We are just entering the season, and if you hear what is happening, we are doing well, but again, we will advise or plead with consumers of rice in Ghana to look at the Ghana rice. We have come a long way from 10 years ago to now. Our grains has improved, and consuming Ghana rice or buying Ghana rice for your families this Christmas is a good thing to do. So the Ghana made rice has come a long way, and we are neck and neck with the imported rice, if not better.
Nana Ejaye II is the president of the Ghana Rice Interprofessional Body. Star Life Assurance has extended its philanthropic efforts to support the rehabilitation of young inmates at the Senior Correctional Center. Speaking at an event, the head of brands and communications at Star Life Assurance, Mercy Simpson, reaffirmed the company's commitment to identify areas that can better impact and empower the lives of these young individuals.
The donation is one part. There's also the engagement part. We didn't just come and donate. We had a short ceremony with them. We engaged with them. We are on our way to go and see items that they have created with their hands. This donation is mainly made of food items. We also have some items for their infirmary. And then we also gave some cash that can sustain them for a period. But again, it's what we left with them. The engagement we had with them, that's what we are actually leaving with them. And going forward, we'll continue to identify other opportunities where we can partner and then leave a mark.
To the Joy Business Van, brought to you by EcoBank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Even with the best economic policy and right market or product, some entrepreneurs fail to succeed. They may have brilliant ideas but fail because they lack guidance. Today on the Joy Business Van, we meet Kukua Adams, founder of Clay Group, which is providing support for SMEs and startups to scale up their businesses. Exactly how, Kukua tells us in this week's episode.
Hello, Joy Business Van. My name is Kukua Adams, founder and CEO of Clay Group, and welcome to our home.
Ghana's private sector is dominated by small and medium-sized enterprises. They constitute a little over 90% of the market share and employ 60% of the labor force. But SMEs face many challenges. Some struggle to survive. Kukua Adams understands these challenges. Starting Clay Group taught her many things.
In 2017, I was out of a job, and the plan was still not to start a business. I was offering basic bookkeeping and filing services for friends' companies. And in the fourth month, a friend's team lead prompted me and told me, I think you can do this as a business and we think that you'll be able to thrive with it.
And that was how Clay started, with basic bookkeeping, inventory management, HR and other services. It was just her, her documents in a box and no office space. But the consultancy has grown over the last 5 years, helping SMEs and startups scale based on her own experiences.
It's a typical day at Clay, and this morning I'll be meeting Sheila of Adipa Pieces, where we're going to go over her business and then advise on how we can restructure her business. Hi Sheila. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, let's go to my office and we can start the day. So, we already have a company vision.
Exactly. So we need to have the company vision and mission. It's important because it serves as like your goal, right? And then it kind of in a way pushes you to attain whatever you need to be able to attain. But it's very important. You need to know why you're doing what you're doing and what it is.
Sheila is team lead of Adipa Pieces, a fashion accessories business which has been operating for 5 years now. She wants to take her business to the next level, and that is why she has come to Clay.
We had a very interesting conversation on how to scale up her business. We're able to touch on, you know, some key business areas that every business owner must know, from having an organogram, your company culture, and even going to the extent of discussing what it means with hiring and the implications of that. So SNIT, Tier 2, PAYE, and we're hoping to engage her again in the coming months.
Adipa Pieces is one of several businesses that have benefited from business solutions from Clay. Kukua counts over 80 businesses from various sectors of the economy.
It's very important that businesses come to companies like Clay, because a lot of business owners, even myself, always have an idea, but as to how to run a business, a lot of us lack it. For businesses that we engage on a daily basis, we are able to help them understand, you know, see a different aspect of a business when it comes to finding the right team, in terms of even pricing your services or your products. We're able to have them understand the need to have a good company culture and also become employers of choice. Tattooing code, I kept missing it. So I said I'll send him an email. I'll keep both of you in copy. Yeah, I think we should.
From being a loner, Kupa now works with a team delivering results for clients. What started as a business idea to help businesses with bookkeeping and filing processes has now grown into a business process re-engineering firm and a one-stop hub providing 360 business solutions to SMEs and startups. Kukwa has had her fair share of challenges, including raising capital because investors were not sure of Clay's business idea. She has been able to surmount that and is looking to make more impact.
So the clients we've been able to, you know, restructure or mold, we've been able to see their businesses scale up. And to be able to see a client, you know, with a staff strength of 6, and in about 2 or 3 years, the business has 25 employees, is one of the many successes that we've been able to, you know, enjoy as a business. And clients are always very satisfied once they engage us.
Sheila is done with her session for today. Molding businesses get there.
Well, today's meeting with Clay has been a fruitful one. Knowledge gained will serve as a compass to guide the business to know the necessary actions to take going forward, especially with regards to meeting statutory requirements. Also, the business needs to scale up, and I'm sure Clay will mold us get there.
That sums up what Clay has been up to in the last 5 years, and the future looks bright.
The past 5 years as an entrepreneur has taught myself to become very resilient. It's also taught me to become a progressive thinker, because you always have to think of new ways, new ideas to attract your target market. And because we as a business is also a growing business, or used to be in the startup phase, we've been able to understand and appreciate, you know, some of the challenges in Ghana.
Success means being able to help clients make great strides from where they used to be. And just like Clay, being able to mold businesses into what they must be, it's just for feeling.
That's it for the Joy Business Report, or the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa in MTN business. What are we doing today? You can watch the Joy Business Van at 5 p.m. on Business Live on the Joy News channel today. Tell you what, every day people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know the emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Great for serving you. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.